Governor Malloy was open about the difficult decisions that went into his two-year, $40 billion budget proposal. A current $1 billion deficit hangs over the second-term Democrat and Connecticut's Democratic-led General Assembly.
Of course, making smart choices usually means making tough choices. The budget I present you today is filled with tough choices. All told, my proposal contains more than $590 million in cuts to current services budget. The vast majority of these cuts are choices that, under ideal circumstances, Connecticut would not have to make.
During his budget address, Malloy said Connecticut needs to keep momentum going around recent economic growth. With 75,000 new private sector jobs in the past 4 years, he said the state has regained 94% of the jobs lost during the recession. The Democrat is proposing cutting business tax credit values by half, which the Connecticut Business and Industry Association says will curb growth. Joe Brennan is president and CEO.
The things that were targeted, tax credits around research and development, purchases of electronic data processing equipment, for capital purchases if you're a manufacturer, those things all are put in the law to encourage investment in Connecticut. And by reducing those credits, we feel it will have a chilling effect on investment in Connecticut. So could it have an impact on our job growth? I absolutely think they could if they were adopted.
A report by the 10,000-member organization says businesses will be hit by $496 million of Malloy's proposed $900 million in revenue increases over the next 2 years. Brendan says a proposal to cut in half the amount of net operating loss a company can carry forward to the next year will cost businesses $153 million in the first year alone.
It's not just the cost, it's the uncertainty, the lack of predictability in your tax code. I've already heard from companies that are questioning their investments now because they're not sure if something's going to pass or not. So just putting these things on the table does have an impact.
Malloy is proposing to eliminate the business entity tax, which at $250 every other year, Brennan sees as more of a nuisance removal. Brennan says the CBIA is supportive of Malloy's proposed transportation overhaul, but the cost burden needs to be considered. Meanwhile, a report from Connecticut Voices for Children finds Malloy's plan cuts $316 million, or 5%, of the so-called children's budget, defined as safety, health, and education services for youth. Executive Director Ellen Schemmett says the children's budget represents one-third of the state's general fund, but is targeted for 53% of overall cuts. She says capping K-12 state education grants puts greater burdens on towns.
It puts a squeeze on the amount or the level of services that are available at the town level, but it also means that some costs simply can't be decreased at the town level. And so in order to meet bottom line educational budget costs, taxes are going to have to go up in the towns, and those are property taxes, which are, as you know, a regressive tax.
Connecticut Voices for Children is also opposing a move it says would eliminate Medicaid coverage for 30,000 pregnant women and parents with income above 138% of the federal poverty line. Schemmett says delaying an increase in the earned income tax credit, expected to generate $22 million in state revenue over the next 2 years, is a failure.
That is a cut, a loss, that harms those families which need that income dramatically. These are some of our poorest working families, and the EITC allows them to maintain some of the funds that they earn, their income, so that they can raise their children, and yet we're not doing that.
Malloy is continuing his push for statewide full-day kindergarten, but is also calling for $61 million in higher education cuts, according to Connecticut Voices for Children. The General Assembly's Appropriations Committee is expected to hold its first public hearing on Malloy's budget Tuesday. Budget debate typically lasts through June. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.